What's going on, guys? Welcome to The Journey, where we deep dive all things real estate and investing. We pick the brains of market leaders in their field so that we can fast forward you from where you are to where you want to be, utilizing their knowledge and experience. My name is Austin Mitchell, and on today's episode, we have joining me Austin Frangoules.
That's right, dude.
Yes. Austin is an absolute monster in this game. He started at 18 and 19. He's only 28 right now, and he owns a successful real estate brokerage with 49 realtors. He has a title company, an insurance company, and a mortgage brokerage company.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. With 13 going on 14
loan officers.
So absolutely annihilating it. And he also has short-term rentals that we're going to be diving into today. So he has four properties and they're on track to do $200,000 in profit. So that's after all expenses next year. And so absolutely amazing. And we're going to dive into that and what that model looks like. But first, Austin, can you tell me how we got here? So how did we get started and how have you just blown up over these last few years?
Wild ride, dude.
Yeah.
Lots of failure. Got started in real estate. So that's kind of where everything, I guess, started from. Started making some money quick off of it. Mm-hmm. By the time I was 21, made six figures, which was super sweet. Good with strangers and people. And so real estate was really, really just easy for me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now, I also have a hard work ethic. A lot of people don't. So that is where it was successful for me and I was making the money from it. But something that I do that a lot of people don't is I'm pretty conservative with my money when it comes to spending it. Fun fact about me, I currently own five houses, but I've never bought a car before.
Nice.
So I've only inherited cars, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
But what I did was I always took the money that I made and reinvested it into my businesses.
Okay.
So then that's when I took the real estate money and then got the real estate brokerage and then got the title company and then got the mortgage company. And then really I was taking that extra money and then that's where the short-term rentals came from.
You ran out of businesses though.
Yeah, dude, my biggest thing is like I figured out once you can create a system, the whole thing will run itself.
Mm-hmm.
And once I figured out the real estate system, the title, the mortgage, it really led me to really expand from just like focusing on real estate sales.
Right.
Because my end game is financial freedom. And it's like, how can I do that if I'm just selling houses every day, struggling to just sell? Because I realized, I was like, dude, if I stop selling houses now, the money stops as well. So I had to figure out other things, too, to make money.
You and I share that belief very deeply. I've had that conversation many times about, like, there is a different model as far as, like, trying to stay on that hamster wheel and then actually hopping off the hamster wheel and building something that can continue to go once you stop. All right, so obviously we can deep dive into that, but that would be a whole nother episode. But what we want to focus on today is the short-term rentals. So, Austin, with all that stuff going on, building all those businesses over the years, how did you ultimately decide or what pushed you to get into short-term?
Yeah, the short-term rental game wasn't even my ideal, what I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, I was like, okay, you know, I need to get lots of houses. I need to do the long-term rentals, build the equity over time. I knew how long-term rentals work since I'm in the real estate world. But I wasn't too much of a fan for it because the money isn't as much as I'd like it to be. The tenants were always a problem, especially when I was selling houses. So I knew I didn't want to go that path.
Mm-hmm.
The short-term rental, though, I didn't think of it. But what happened was when I was, gosh, we'll say 25, I loved snowboarding. And me and about 10 friends went to Snowshoe, West Virginia. To where it was just the perfect storm. And I mean literally perfect storm because there was 17 inches of snow that weekend. And as a snowboarder with fresh just powder, it's incredible. So it made that experience so much better. But what was crazy is we stayed at this condo, paid $1,500 for the weekend, and it was a condo straight from the 80s. So like zero upgrade, zero, like literally not touched anything, furniture-wise, countertops, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent $1,500 for the weekend, and I was like, dude, I don't want to spend $1,500 every time I come here, because Snowshoe is so much better than Wintergreen and Massanutten, but I don't want to spend $1,500 each time I come here, and I want to come a lot. So I was like, all right, maybe I should buy a place. You know, we've got a place to go to. I was like, I know the real estate world, but I don't know how it works with short-term rentals. It's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, there's a lot of short-term rentals. So I got a realtor And I was like, hey, man, I'm looking for this condo complex. This is what I'm looking for. I was like, if you guys rented it out, because they know how to do short-term rentals, I didn't. I was like, what does that look like? They're like, well, we have this fee, then there's this cleaning fee, and you know, ultimately, with us renting it out, you owning it, you'll lose $1,500 a year. And I was like, okay, well, you know, losing $1,500 a year once, and I get to own it, build the equity and appreciation over time, but not just that, I actually get to use it, mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. But as I was under contract and going through the process, I was like, dude, there's got to be a way to actually make money on this thing. Like, there's no way I'm going to lose $1,500 a year if it's rented properly.
Yeah.
So that's where I went online and found, like, and it's also hard, too, because when you go online, there's not really a clear path of how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What I figured out in this life is, as you get older as an adult, everyone's literally just winging life.
Yeah,
it's kind of hilarious, dude. And so I was like, all right, there's nothing really out there. I need to figure out how to do this. So in the real estate world, there's some CRMs out there to where these websites will do the work for you. Mm-hmm. I was like, there has to be something like that exists in the short-term rental world. And there was. It wasn't the cleanest from what I saw, but like it did everything I wanted it to do. It's called IGMS.
Okay.
And so I took the demo and I was like, yes, this is what I want. This is perfect. I can do this on my own.
Yeah.
And then all I did there was treat it like a real estate sale, but as a short-term rental, and then everything else kind of followed from there. So that's kind of how I got to this point, even though like it wasn't my intention. My intention was I want a place to board and go when I want.
Right.
And then like over time, just build the appreciation and equity.
Yeah. So when you originally talked to that realtor, that $1,500 a month, I mean a year that you were losing, was that based on just doing like a long-term type deal or like what?
No, that was their fee with the short-term rentals. So like with their fee that they'd be taking home after all the rentals there, essentially I would lose a $1,500 a year.
Oh, okay.
But that didn't even include the mortgage payment. That didn't include the HOA.
Mm-hmm.
So really I was going to lose a lot more money than I thought I would. And it's funny, when you join the Snowshoe in particular, but any of those groups are like, yeah, you won't make money, like you can't do it, no one can. And I'm looking at their Airbnb listings or like looking at what they're actually advertising, and it's just trash. I'm like, yeah, no wonder why you're not making money. So I knew I could do it on my own, but it took a lot of, figuring out.
Yeah. Okay, and so I mean with that, so what's that, when you went in, obviously you wanted to fix it up and make it a little more marketable. So like what were the things that you were doing to create the marketability for it?
Yeah, the first one I found, the realtor found it for me, because what I was looking for was something where it was semi-updated, but maybe just with like ugly decor to where I can change.
Yeah.
So that's what I found. And with that, I knew, okay, all I have to do is kind of stage it, almost like I would do in the real estate sale. So if I get rid of the decor, change that out, and you know the house already has good bones. Like this first one had granite, had really nice cabinets, had a great dining room table. It's like, okay, I can work a lot of this. So we threw out majority of the furniture, replaced it with nice stuff, and I was like, okay, with this, we get professional photos, make it look like it's from Pinterest, because everyone wants to stay at a place from Pinterest. Everyone wants to advertise on social media. Once I can do that, it's going to attract everyone, or at least maybe not everyone, but attract mine compared to someone else's who's doesn't look as nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and so you got it looking like Pinterest, and then how? What does the operation look like? So how do you operate it from here? And who takes care of it?
Yeah, because it's 6 hours away.
Yeah.
So I manage it myself.
Okay.
And that's what I didn't know before, is I thought someone else would have to manage it. I thought me being in the real estate game, I would know how to manage it, but like short-term rental is a whole different world. IGMS does everything I needed. And that's why I knew there was a software out there that could. So IGMS, what I do is I put on Airbnb, VRBO, and booking.com.
Okay.
Within IGMS, I create the profile. I could take all three of these websites and sync them to IGMS. So on here, it'll go Airbnb, VRBO, booking.com, all synced together on IGMS. If someone books on Airbnb, it auto reflects on these two, which then shows it on IGMS. So then that way I get the max exposure while having it on three websites rather than just Airbnb or just VRBO.
Right.
And then I knew with the professional photos, that'll sell over everyone else as well. But then I knew I had to find a good cleaning crew mm-hmm. and a good handyman mm-hmm. Because those are always crucial when it comes to short-term rentals or anything breaking mm-hmm. that way. So I asked around on the mountain, found a good cleaning crew. It's a local family that lives there. And then the handyman, same thing. He's mm-hmm. just a local guy that lives there and was recommended by people. So within IGMS, IGMS will notify my cleaners mm-hmm. When to clean it. So when someone books, let's just say from the 1st to 5th, my cleaners know to be at this property on the 5th between these times. Mm-hmm. If something breaks, usually someone will let me know, and then I just reach out to my handyman. He shows up either that day or the next day. But then also within IGMS, you know, one of my fears was the communication with guests. I would always have to text or message guests. Well, within IGMS, it does auto messages. Mm-hmm. So it says, hey, guest name, Austin, mm-hmm. We've got this going on. Here are the booking instructions. Like, it tells you everything you need.
Yeah.
And then all you do is you set up the templates. And so I'm touching these guests 6 times mm-hmm. while they're either about to stay, during their stay, and after their stay. And a lot of my reviews say Austin's the most communicative host ever. I'm like, dude, I didn't do anything. Like,
you don't know.
I hardly know that these people are staying here solely because the system is running. My cleaners know when to go out there. And the only time I know that someone stayed is my cleaners are sending me an invoice mm-hmm. that, hey, we just finished cleaning it.
I'm nice. Like,
this is gold.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
How did you find the cleaner? I mean, you were just walking around or you asked other owners?
I asked in a Facebook group. I was like, hey, who knows of some cleaners? Mm-hmm. And then funny enough, I found another couple that actually is from Virginia Beach as well. And they were on the mountain at Snowshoe at the same time.
Nice.
And so me and my girlfriend, we got dinner with them. They said, hey, we use this cleaner. I was like, you mind if I talk to them? Mm-hmm. And made the connection right then and there. Never looked back. Yeah, that's it was perfect. Sweet. So just asking around on the mountain, really.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
It was just ironic that they were from my same city.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all are following each other.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
So, all right, you've got that first one secured. And now, mm-hmm. like, obviously you're starting to ramp this up. So what are you looking for in properties when you're going to, you know, target the next one? What are you looking for?
Yeah. Really, the ideal property is something with good bones. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say if it's got granite or good countertops or nice flooring or nice cabinets, mm-hmm. something with good bones. The decor, I don't really care about. Mm-hmm. Ideally, if the decor is ugly, it's even better.
Yes.
And I say this because ugly decor always deters people away from wanting to buy it mm-hmm. or making it rentable. Mm-hmm. I know I can get a better deal on it because it looks ugly, even though mm-hmm. it's not.
Yeah.
I can get rid of this decor and replace all of it.
Absolutely.
So we've found a system where we'll spend $6,000 to $10,000 on decor alone, mm-hmm. And it transforms the whole property. Yeah. And then you throw some paint in there and everything's changed. It's crazy. Like, if you look at some of the photos of, like, before and afters, it's crazy to see the before and the after. And all we did was maybe paint a wall mm-hmm. and change curtains, maybe some furniture. Like, yeah. It's wild different. So good bones, ugly decor is my ideal property.
Perfect. Okay. And then as far as, like, with the short-term rental game, like, what have you found have been the pros and the cons compared to other stuff? Because obviously you have the potential to do whatever you set your mind to, and now that you're in the short-term game, what do you see better or worse than other opportunities as far as real estate investing?
Plenty of pros and cons. Let's start with all the cons. So one con is I'm 6 hours away.
Yes.
So that is a hard thing to if I didn't have good people over there, like a good cleaner, a good mm-hmm. handyman, you know, my eyes and ears would disappear. So they really let me know of everything that goes on. Mm-hmm. So I'm very grateful for that, because the 6 hours away would be, if someone said, hey, your toilet's broken, I have to drive 6 hours to go fix it, there's no way.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
Yeah.
So my handyman, he's great going out there. Another con was sometimes people lie on how many guests stay mm-hmm. or they throw these crazy parties, mm-hmm. Which has happened.
Yeah.
Or, dude, I've had some wild things like this, like, no pets are allowed at this one condo. Mm-hmm. They brought their cat, brought the litter box, and then my cleaners called me and they're like, yo, you need to call a plumber. They dumped all the kitty litter in your toilet. And I was like, why did they do this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Disrespectful.
Right, correct. And not everyone's good, man. Like, 1% of the guests are absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
There's people that have smoked in there. Yeah. And then you got to get the smoke smell out. So not all of them are great.
Yeah.
95% are. 1% are god horrible. So it's not like... like, if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. So really prepping for that in the budget is the biggest key. Let's see some other cons. IGMS sometimes messes up. Mm-hmm. Not every software is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There's been one time that I can recall where there was a double booking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the synchronization between VRBO and IGMS wasn't working properly, which meant now someone on booking.com thought it was open,
right,
and they booked it even though the person on VRBO already booked it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a problem. I had to call up my buddies Eli and Julian. I was like, hey guys, you guys got an open unit?
Yeah.
Like, I need to send these people there.
Yeah.
So those are some of the cons, man. But some of the pros that I... oh, and another con of like just any other like long-term investment, it's a set price of what you're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
So if I bought this unit and let's just say I was going to rent out long-term for 2 years, mm-hmm, and I knew I was going to make $300 a month, it's great. $300 a month, solid.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what, $3,600 a year?
Yeah.
To me, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
That's so much hassle for $3,600.
Yeah.
Even though you get the appreciation in equity. I'm here for the long game,
mm-hmm,
but I'm also here for the short game. So there's got to be a way to make more money than that.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that, with tenants as well, like long-term tenants. Sometimes they'll destroy things without telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they're just not cooperative. And you really only get to see the property twice a year. So it makes it hard, because if something did break and they didn't tell you or just was careless, then you find out 6 months later and now you see this giant leaking roof and you're like, why didn't you say anything?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen so many horror stories. That's why I didn't want to go that path. But the pros, the pros outweigh all of the cons.
Mm-hmm.
Pros for getting a short-term rental compared to long-term is there's no cap to how much I can make.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, this month we're bringing in what, $87,000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the four. Like $87,000, dude, this month alone from,
yeah,
the four. Imagine I had the four and I was only making $3,600 a year. Like,
yeah,
that's wild. So yeah, it's crazy, like, the potential it can become.
Yeah.
Another pro is I have someone's eyes and ears on it every 2 to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're booked all the time, the average stay is like 2.5 days. So my cleaners are literally there every 3 days. And if something is wrong, my cleaners let me know immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But not just that, since someone is usually always there, a guest will let me know if something's wrong too. So someone is always telling me if something is wrong, because something does go wrong.
Yeah.
My handyman is on it. So it's great that way. But I love the short-term rental game mainly because there's no limit to how much you can make. And that's what I'm all about. That's why I got in real estate, because no one's telling me, hey, this is your set salary, this is your set times. Like, I get to create all of it.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it all worth it for me. And not just that, you get the appreciation equity over time.
Yeah. And then you get all the basics from the standard. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that was my biggest thing. But then I was like, wait, no, there's a way to make money.
Yeah.
Let me make a lot of money.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, what would you say as far as it, getting into this game now? Do you feel like it's a little saturated? Do you think like a lot of people are catching on? Is it still a good time to get in, or like,
you know, it's funny you bring that up. So there's a lot of people that are trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, it's not working for them.
Yeah.
And really, because what I've found is these people will buy these properties, try to rent it out themselves,
mm-hmm,
and they don't really do anything on the inside. They don't try to make it look nice.
Right.
And they're like, why are we not making money? It's like, well, one, it still looks like crap even though you bought it and you're renting it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to change it and honestly make it look like Pinterest.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to Airbnbs and VRBOs, I don't know how it's for most of the world, but I can tell you my girlfriend is usually the one that's booking the Airbnb.
Yeah.
So you really got to appease the women, mm-hmm, and make it look like a place they want to stay at, because,
yeah,
then they'll just tell the dude, hey, we're going to book this place. You agree? Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I do, is like, you make it Pinterest worthy.
Yeah.
And these people that aren't doing that, it's not working out for them. Or like what I also found is most people in the Airbnb world, VRBO, they don't know how a real estate sale works.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it's hilarious. Like, there's that plant right there, right? Mm-hmm. Their main photo of the property on Airbnb will be that plant.
Right.
It's like, yo, why is there a plant, just a solo plant photo by itself? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, actually advertise the beauty of the home, mm-hmm. get the professional photos. So they're not doing any of that.
Yeah.
So even though people are trying it, they're just not doing it properly.
Right.
And because they're not, I'm still winning. And that's all I care about.
Yeah. Okay, so you think it'll be here to stay for a long time?
Yes.
Like, even if it gets overbearing out there?
100%. Yeah. And even if it is overbearing, no one's going to do it properly.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to put in that work. Yeah. And so I'm creating a short-term rental course right now.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing on it, I'm saying in there, is sweat equity.
Yeah.
Just like anything else, you got to put in that sweat equity to get it to what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the people just, they don't, people don't like working.
Yeah.
And so me, I'll put in that hardcore work for those first couple of weeks, and once the system's set up, then I don't have to do anything from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll go ahead and plug that now, because you do teach, you have a course in short-term rentals, and mm-hmm. so if somebody wanted to get into this game, how could they get started with you?
Yeah, so they can reach out to me directly, or they can book directly from my website. It's frankgoulisproperties.com, and there's a section on there for learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's $500 an hour for the consulting. But I could tell you, within that 1 hour, you'll learn everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
You would literally learn everything you need to know.
Nice.
But I am going to be opening up a short-term rental course to mm-hmm. where you can watch all these videos online. You can watch me explain everything step by step. I even walk people through, this is how you put on Airbnb. This is how you put on VRBO. This is how you sync it on IGMS.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did was, my last cabin that I bought, the fourth one, I actually started it from the beginning, to where I show the transformation of what it looked like to what we got it to.
Mm-hmm.
And I show what we did and why we did it, to show people, hey, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to remove this, this makes sense, you got to put this here. And when you do that, I think any property will be successful. So the course is going to be solid for anyone that is looking to get into it, because
mm-hmm.
I'll even break down how to search for one, how to know if one's a good deal, because not all of them are good deals. Like,
right.
you can't buy a pimped out property expecting to make even more on the rental side, when it's like, hey, this one is just as nice, making just as much more for $100,000 less. So it's tough, but that's why I'm creating the course, is like, the course people can learn on their own, and if they don't want to learn on their own and like actually have that physical interaction,
mm-hmm.
then that's where I can do that consulting with them.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll link both of those links in the description. So if y'all want to get in contact with Austin, pick his brain, or take part in that course or consulting, I'll go ahead and click that, check that out. I think it's going to be amazing, just from the stuff that we've had on this 20 minutes.
Thanks, dude.
But yeah, so we'll leave it with all these golden nuggets. If y'all want to get in contact with me, raisingcapitalrealty.com, all the links are there, just to make it simple. But Austin, I do appreciate your time, man.
Of course, man.
An absolute
appreciate
pleasure.
Appreciate you,
and,
Austin.
Yeah, I know. This has been great.
I know, right?
All right, guys. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.